Listener Production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Patients in need of care waited outside of Bunbury Hospital for more than 112 hours last month, the second highest ambulance ramping figures on record. The state government says it's because of a spike in COVID cases in the southwest. Businesses affected by cruise ships redirecting in Albany should receive reimbursements. That's according to local businesses who were expecting thousands of tourists from the Nordam ship that couldn't dock on Sunday due to bad weather. Albany Chamber of Commerce CEO Lisa Smith says they're looking at the following.
I want to talk to the cruise ships or the booking agents on the cruise ships to see whether or not there can be some sort of cancellation clause brought in that means that this outlay of businesses is compensated in some way.
A former Great Southern pork producer has been fined $700,000 for emitting unreasonable odours. The Department of Environmental Regulation claim it could be smelt up to 10 kilometres away in 2017 and 2019. The smell was put down to untreated pig waste. Residents in bushfire-prone areas are being reminded not to rely on mains water during a blaze. Fire can damage water infrastructure or power can drop out, leading to a total loss of water. The Water Corp's Mick Irving says you should be prepared if you plan to defend your home.
If people are planning to stay and defend, it's important they have an independent water supply, at least 20,000 litres, and pumping capability that's independent of power loss.
To local sport, a major milestone for two members of Aces Sky Basketball Club. Coach Vlad Avara and player Sydney Lewis celebrating 100 games with a win over Aces Navy for the women's side. The score 100-60 by the final siren. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.